Amen.
Amen.
Boy, if that don't get you fired up, you're dead. You're just dead, or you're dead. It is so good to see everybody here this morning. See your smiling faces out there. I got a little story I want to tell about my granddaughter. We're going, oh boy, here we go, talking about his family. We were going over to the cell barn, riding in the car with my daughter, and my three-year-old granddaughter, she looks at where we're going, she can see it from the distance, and she goes, oh, I don't like this place. It stinks. Smells like poop. 3 years old. She started worrying before we ever got there to the sale barn about the smell. About the smell of the place. She lost complete sight of what fun was going to be there. It didn't matter to her. All she could think about was poop. She'd probably say poop from the pulpit, but I'm telling you, sooner or later, you're going to run into it. How many of us here this morning have ever had problems in our lives? Right now. Things going on in your life. All kind of problems. And these problems cause us to do what?
Worry.
That old stinker, worry. That old stink thing, worry, that robs all the peace and joy and things that we've got going on. Missing the good stuff of life because of that little stench of worry. That coronavirus, I tell you, he hangs around and around longer than anything I've ever seen. And most of the time, that sucker is uninvited. Worry. He is uninvited. We really don't want him around, do we?
Amen.
You know, have you ever been to a cemetery, though, and you kind of look at the stones? Have you ever read one, though, that said, so-and-so died from worry? I've never seen one. Not ever. But if you really think about it, there's so many problems that worry causes us physically, doesn't it? It can make you ill. It can cause all kind of things in your body to start not operating right. You know, but the truth is, we probably should have seen some of those headstones say, died from worry. Because some folks, they live for worry. I know some people that if they don't have anything to worry about that's real, they imagine it. I know I'm not talking to you. Am I? We imagine stuff. We manufacture stuff to worry about. Well, what if this happens? What are we going to do? What if the money doesn't come? How are we going to pay the bill?
I tell you, worry. It's something to worry about, isn't it?
Right. Let's look at Matthew 6. Matthew chapter 6. I'm actually going to tell you the verse this time and the chapter, Matthew 6, 25. Usually I'll just say, let's turn to Matthew. And you're supposed to know where I'm saying to go. Matthew 6:25. This is Jesus, our Lord, talking here. He says, this is why I tell you not to worry about it. He says, I tell you not to worry about everyday life. Whether you have enough food or drink or enough clothes to wear, Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns. Or your Heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you far more valuable to Him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And why worry about clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing, yet Solomon in all his glory wasn't dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wild flowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, will He certainly care for you? Why do you have so little faith? Faith. So don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. Ouch! Y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Unbelievers. It's something that they think about all the time, but your Heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Woo! Today's trouble is enough for today. How many of y'all have enough to worry about today?
Amen.
Without having to bring up tomorrow? Man, I'm telling you. Jesus had a lot to say about worry, didn't he? The truth be told, praying is the last thing we really want to do is when trouble and things comes in our lives. We hurry up, we try to solve it ourselves with a knee-jerk reaction a lot of times. Or we just go and find us a corner somewhere and sit down and start worrying about it. But right here, y'all, right here in this book, Jesus says not to worry about everyday life.
Amen.
Let's turn to Philippians 4, chapter 6 through 7. If that isn't enough, it talks again here in Philippians. Now, Paul is in prison right now when he's talking and trying to encourage. Here he is in prison, and he's encouraging others. And Philippians 4:6, it says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Don't worry about anything. Here we are, the same thing that Jesus just got through telling us. Now Paul is telling us, don't worry about anything. You know, you might be sitting there and you think, you know, that's all good and well, but He doesn't know what I'm going through this morning. He doesn't know all the facts, the circumstances of all my worries. He doesn't have my worries. This is modern times and we have modern worries that they didn't have back then. Hogwash. You know what that is? Like my granddaughter said, it's just poop. It's stinking thinking. You know, when I pray to God, I start worrying about stuff. Something comes up that I'm being honest now, so y'all bear with me. I know y'all don't have this problem. But when things get out of my control, when it's something that I can't take care of myself, when it's something that I have to rely on God to do because I can't do it. When I pray, there's an indescribable peace that comes over me. And I'm telling you, y'all, it's immediate. I don't have to wait for it. That peace is so consuming me that it allows me to move on from what I'm worrying about, or what I'm thinking about, or what I think I need to worry about that I've lost control over in my life. And I can have confidence that God will take care of it.
Amen.
The greater temptation for us to worry, the more we need to rely on God. The more impossible it looks, the more we need to rely on God.
Amen.
Not less, and start worrying more. Jesus himself had all the reasons in the world to worry. Look what he was getting ready to face. He knew it. He was facing sure death on the cross. Spikes nailed to his hands and to his feet. What? How many of us would start worrying? We'd start worrying when they whipped us. Well, that cat and nine tails with bones tied to the leather strap, and they was just raking it across his back, ripping skin from his body. We didn't start worrying then, but Jesus didn't worry. He had all the reasons in the world to worry, but instead, he spent his time in prayer with his Father. Y'all, prayer is the key that unlocks the chains that binds us with worry.
Amen.
Prayer. It's a key that unlocks that lock and lets those chains drop off that we're dragging around. Chains are heavy. Have you ever just tried to carry them? I'm talking about real good chains that you try to get us. We just put them on and try to walk with them very long before it just starts dragging. I mean, your body just starts sinking from the weight. Prayer is the key that gets rid of that. So this morning, what are you worrying about this morning in your life? What is so bad in your life that you've got to worry about it? Do you have control over it? If you did, then why are you worrying about it? Where does the control really need to go? My God has the answer and the solution and the power to handle anything in my life. Anything.
Amen.
He has the power to do it. When I worry, I'm really saying to God, I don't trust you. Oh, man. My lack of faith is saying to God, I don't trust you to handle this in my life. A lot of times I'll say, God, man, Lord, I can't handle this and I won't give it to you. Will you please take care of it for me? And I'll move on and I'll have peace. And then this little nagging thing starts right here. It says, you know, it's been a little while. And it's still going on, and he hadn't taken care of it. So I'll slowly but surely, I'll reach over and I'll start taking that back from God. What is that saying? It's saying, I don't trust God. I don't have enough faith in my life in God to handle it. If you're faithful to pray to God, it says right here in Philippians 4:6-7. If you're faithful to pray to God, he says he will guard your heart and your mind and give you peace of mind. Now, we've learned on Wednesday nights when we talk about what are the fruits of the Spirit, who gives you peace? God does.
Yeah.
Who gives you joy? God gives it to you.
Amen.
I'm not talking about happiness. Happiness and joy. Happiness is an emotion. Joy is a gift of God. So if it's joy is given by God and peace is given by God, when we stop trusting Him and start worrying, we lose that peace and we lose that joy. We stole it. We ripped it away from God. We ripped our own joy and our own peace away from ourselves due to our lack of faith in God. But He says, if you will guard your heart and mind, you'll stay focused. Stay focused on me. I will give you that peace of mind. So if you have worries this morning, y'all, what do you really want to do with them? If you got problems this morning, what do you really want to do with them? Give them to God. Give them to God, the one being that can handle no matter what you're going through. God can handle it.
Amen.
He has the power, He has the strength, He has the knowledge to do it. So this morning, before you leave this building, bring your worries to God. Don't take them back home with you. No matter what you think you've got that is so bad in your life, God can handle it. He is that powerful. God can handle anything. Lord God, our lack of faith most all the time is the reason that we worry. Lord, I just ask for forgiveness for myself for not trusting you the way I should. For taking things back and worrying about them. For just taking them out of your hands. I ask you to forgive me for that. I just ask, Father, that all those that are seated here this morning, all those that are within earshot of this, my voice, Father, Lord, that they take all the worries and the cares of their life this morning, Lord, and just give them to you. Oh, man, what peace and what joy that gives us, that release, that comfort that comes, Father, from you when you give us peace of mind. Oh, how sweet that is to have peace of mind, not to worry about anything, just to live a joyful life. That's what I pray for everyone here this morning, Lord, that no one leaves here without that peace of mind. In Jesus' name I pray, Father. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to Common Ground Cowboy Church this morning. If you're here this morning visiting our church, well, say welcome. We're glad you're here this morning. We're glad to see all the folks that are members here. Well, we're also so glad to see visitors come and visit. I know a lot of you are here for the sorting, and we're just glad that you're here. We hope you have a great time. Hope you win.
Yeah. Woo-hoo!
Everybody wants to win, don't you?
Yeah.
So don't worry about whether you're going to win or lose. Did I say that out loud? I'm telling you. Okay. If you're visiting here this morning, if you would, we've got a green sheet in the back that you can fill out. Gives your name and your phone number if you just want to contact you. We just want to thank you for coming. And if you have a prayer request, If you have a prayer request, we've got a box back there that you can write down your first request, and we'll pray for you. And did we miss any prayer requests? Did we go through it? I know Brad, you covered it real good. He always does. But did we miss somebody that needs prayer this morning? Before we go into prayer again, and to dismiss everybody. Yes, brother.
Y'all pray for me.
Yes, sir. Well, we will pray for you.
Right.
Welcome to Jackson. Hey, we're thanking.
We all got to pray for one another.
We did, brother.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, the good Lord's Spirit.
I've been to the with the Lord for 12 years now, and I felt the Spirit of God right here, y'all. He built me, I was doing real good in his church, I'm really proud. Now, pray for me and my family, my wife, my brothers, and just like you said, I need you to hear this word right here that you have, I know you.
We've
got to leave it, it's all for every time.
That's it.
You know that I already enjoyed your work here.
Good.
Good Lord, please, y'all.
Thank you.
Go ahead and bring the kids on down. The kids are going to be singing to us a little bit before we go. And did we miss any?